At 8:30 Friday morning, a lot of people may have been awake, but not many were headed out on Dallas's icy streets. Armando Salcedo, however, had been driving for 8.5 hours already.
Well, you take your time, it shouldn't be no problem. I mean, it's slushy. It's not that much ice.
Salcedo stopped his city dump truck filled with sand to move a tree limb off Mockingbird Lane. Farther north, near Forest, 20-year street crew veteran Albert Acosta said little was sticking on well-traveled roads, but as he warmed up at the end of his shift, he said he still saw bad problems last night.
Just the transformers exploded. And people stranded and wrecks everywhere.
Colleague Adrian Lopez, also fresh off the midnight shift, had a different reaction. He's worked these winter crews now for 6 years.
I've seen worse, but if I had to rake it out of the 6 years I've been here, it's probably the fifth or worst. This is good compared to most times.
But Lopez worries temperatures will drop by 11:30 when he shows up for work again.
But we expect it to get worse tonight. So that's, we got around the clock crews are working, so everything should be fine the next couple days.
But it may take at least a couple days. Temperatures aren't expected to rise above freezing until Sunday afternoon. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.